Well, John, it was always going to be a tough fixture, and you're a week behind Nottinghamshire. I think it showed, though, in this occasion.
Yeah, they're a good side, and they've been the better side over the last 4 days, to be fair. Not by maybe as much as the scoreboard suggests, but they have been the better side, and we've just come up short in a couple of areas.
Looking back over it, it was that difficult first morning in those dark conditions, wasn't it, when you were out for 162?
That wasn't great. I think the first three innings, the new ball's been pretty key, it's been very difficult, so that first morning was probably particularly so. Probably the 8th wicket partnership as well of their first innings was, it's probably quite a significant moment in the game, in that if we'd had 200 plus maybe to defend on the 4th innings, that might have been a bit more of a contest.
To be fair, I mean, looking at Nottinghamshire, they had one of the best attacks in Division 1 last season. It was the batting that generally let them down. They've strengthened it with James Pattinson this year. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in Division 2, aren't they?
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good one as well. I mean, I think both sides came here with decent attacks. It was going to be possibly a factor of which batting unit was able to overcome the opposition seam as the best. And as I say, I think fair play to Notts. They've done it better than we have in this contest.
You didn't have Steve Cook for too long in build-up to this game because he only arrived last weekend. You'll have a bit of time to try and get him in the nets the next few days with a view to the next match down at Bristol, but a disappointment when a lad comes over from South Africa and doesn't get any runs.
Well, I'm sure disappointing for him. It was pretty tough. As I said, the new ball throughout the whole of this game was not particularly easy to combat. And I mean, apart from Keaton, I don't think anybody from either side until that fourth innings has really made much of a fist of it. Keaton was standout, though.
Yeah. And back-to-back matches for Keaton here, where he's carried his back, because he did it against Surrey in the last match of last season as well. So an unusual little run of form for him.
Great stat. Yeah, 6.5 months apart, but yeah. Well remembered.
Well, it is 6.5 months apart, but that's now something like 9 centuries in a year. So it just shows the form he's been in for quite a while now.
Yeah, obviously had a fantastic season last year, but I think he's probably starting this season as a better player again. So it's a testament to him, the work he's done. But yeah, he's looking in good early form, which is great for us and probably great for England.
And another statistic, and you didn't have any defeats here last year. There were some tough matches where you had to fight back from adversity and whatnot, but you have to go back to September 2015 since you last lost here, which was against Hampshire. It's 11 matches.
Is it? Well, yeah, those things, those little runs of form can happen, but they do come to an end at some point. It's come to an end here, and it's come to end against a side who's played better than we have, so we have very few complaints about that.
Do you think it's going to be quite a voyage of discovery this season, being in Division 2? It's somewhere where you haven't been for 12 years?
I'm not so much. Well, being in Division 2 maybe to a point, but also the side's pretty different, particularly the batting unit, obviously with a few departures. So a bit of a discovery there for us. But that'll settle itself down, and I think things will become clear as we go forward.
Looking ahead to Bristol on Friday, you haven't got much time to think about selection and whatnot. Are there any obvious things due to injuries or anything like that? Are any reasons why you may need to change your personnel for that trip to Gloucestershire?
No, I mean, the game's obviously only just finished, so things haven't fully been discussed. But you know, you're not about to make violent reactions to a single defeat. No, not a great performance in a few areas in this game, but I don't think we need to overreact on April the 17th.
And looking ahead to that game again, when you compare the players who just missed out here, any food for thought there that you may just change things anyway because of people who were unlucky not to play in this match?
Certainly, yeah, possibility. But as I say, I'm not sure that sweeping changes are quite necessary yet.
Will you be on the phone to the Colonel to pick his brains before you fly down there? Or?
Unlikely. No, he did well, to be fair. Colonel's captaining at the moment down there, and they obviously just had a good win, so he's obviously in a decent place. He got a few runs too, but no, I think we'll wait till we get down there before we speak to Colonel.